You've made an album, you're into music. So, how long have you been into music and how did that come about? And you can tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I've been playing guitar since I was about 17 or so, or even a little younger than that. I've been writing my own songs since then, and kind of progressed and grew and played them for various people at times, and I've done very the occasional live show, mainly just myself and my guitar, kind of the singer-songwriter romantic kind of version of that, I guess you'd say. And these songs were, when I met my producer that worked on my last album, because like the two previous albums I recorded on a 4-track by myself, and just as a well, the one was a 4-track and the other one was in a studio. Just kind of I went in, playing with my guitar, played songs, played and played and played, and then recorded them, and I got a copy of it, and recreated it and put it up on iTunes. So it's more of a, and which is why it's called Live Off the Floor, because it's just live right there playing in the studio. They're always been, they're each album has been kind of a learning curve in its own right. With the first one that I did, Space for Rent, I just kind of I recorded a I rented a 4-track recorder from Long McQuade in downtown, and set it up in my living room, and recorded while I was actually doing a play for YPT, a children's theater thing. So I was doing the play throughout the day in, like, morning and the evening shows for like Saturday, Sunday. But throughout the week we were doing matinees, and so in my evenings I filled my time to, learning about how to bounce tracks and mix and play different instruments on the tracks, because it was all just me. And then experimenting kind of with sound and, one song, Bag Lady, I there's a rattle of a Scotch glass at the beginning, and then I, like, through that song I kind of sang through an empty glass to kind of give it a tighter, different sound. And I recorded with the windows open, so you at the end of the song, a streetcar passed right at the right time. Another song that I recorded on that album has me breathing. It's called Hollywood Star. It's kind of about a guy stalking a Hollywood star in a way, and it's got, like, I was scraping broken pieces of pottery and breathing as rhythm for the song, just to kind of give it that sense of, like, I don't know, scary, dirty, atmospheric, darkness element to it. So another one of them I recorded, I sang through distortion, through my amp and pedal, just again to get it a different feel. And I was really playing with atmosphere at that point. I had recorded by myself during the Live Off the Floor session, a song called Persephone and G, which became She the Goddess. I offered it up to Lost Girl, and they liked it, but it wasn't produced enough. It didn't have enough elements to it. And so I serendipitously met a producer, we got together, and we created that song, and he brought in other elements, other musicians, and filled it out. And then we did another one because we enjoyed working together. And then the next year on break, I record from the show, I did three more with him, and that became Hold My Hands, the EP. And so then I actually investigated and learned about how to, I'd already learned how to put it up for iTunes through a site called TuneCore. And then I learned about how to get hard copies made, and I pressed a bunch of them, and I made the artwork and had an artist do the front cover, stuff. And and so it's been, it was a collaborative effort with a bunch of friends to kind of pull it all together, and then I went to a place in Toronto and had it all printed up, and I've been trying to kind of sell them and give them away and just, give them away to interested parties within the industry, and it's something that's always been a hobby of mine that I having a good run on the show, and it afforded me to be able to kind of to make this EP, and I wanted to try that and have that out there, and see what it was like to go through that process. So it's been it was a collaborative effort with a bunch of friends to kind of pull it all together, and then I went to a place in Toronto and had it all printed up, and I've been trying to kind of sell them and give them away and just give them away to interested parties within the industry, it's something that's always been a hobby of mine that I having a good run on the show, and it afforded me to be able to kind of to make this EP, and I wanted to try that and have that out there, and see what it was like to go through that process. And so we'll see if I do it again, or if I go on to a larger scale of it, or what. I'm just I guess as an artist, I've been trying to do all the things that I possibly can, and it seems like there's kind of chapters, where there's periods where you do comedy, and then there's periods where I've been focused more on my film and television career, and then had a chance to kind of focus on the music again for a little while and things like that.
Have you thought of combining the two and doing, getting a song into TV shows or film?
I did with the one with Lost Girl, like I mentioned. She's a Goddess. It's in episode 402. Season 4, episode 2. It's like all of the elements of music and the entertainment industry as a whole. It's quite a each individual aspect of it is a whole other kind of mountain to climb for an artist. And I think one of the things that I've learned is if you choose to be a musician, like that's, you've really got to put 100% into it and focus into it and make that your drive. Or like as an actor, it's like you put that focus into it, and it requires your 100% attention and focus into it to get somewhere, to get places. And there's various parts of the entertainment industry that are kind of harder nuts to crack than others. But you plug away and you try to. I mean, I would love to have all of my songs placed in various films and televisions and things like that. But it's an interesting element of a part of the industry that you really need to put a lot of effort and work into to make the right connections and to get to the right people who actually do that placement. There's not just an easy sign up and off you go. It's building of relationships and finding those people to build those relationships with and connecting to them. So it seems that my avenue at this point is, if I'm doing a project and they like one of my songs, it's kind of a cool tie-in to use that. And I mean, I think they do that more and more with big music stars who are transitioning or trying to transition into acting, and they their albums or their songs also go on to onto the soundtrack.
Well, I guess it's taking advantage of an offer from one to the other.
Yeah, it's building on their own following that they have of people who like their music that will, they'll take a look at what they're doing otherwise. Watch them branch out and grow as artists.